Well, evidence has emerged that women re-entering the workforce are being pressured to take lower skilled and lower paid jobs. The workplace sex discrimination, as one economist labels it, began as the COVID crisis hit, when many more positions held by educated women were made redundant compared to those of their male counterparts. Recruiters say female job seekers are now saying that what they really want is job stability as opposed to higher pay or opportunities for progression. Economists worry that tens of thousands of women are now in danger of being entrenched in roles that are well below their capabilities. Our business reporter David Taylor has the story.
Melinda Rodd was all set to begin her first day as a travelling business development manager for a health products company. Then COVID hit. Travel restrictions made front page headlines and her boss called her to say the position didn't exist anymore.
Oh, gutted. Yeah, gutted.
She's a single mum and says schooling her son and looking for work made 2020 one of the hardest years of her life.
Financially, emotionally, especially being a single mum with a young child at home. And so I had to deal with the mental health component of how that was affecting my son. And yeah, it was very taxing and very, very stressful.
Bureau of Statistics figures show younger women have lost the highest percentage of jobs during the coronavirus recession. But independent economist Angela Jackson says it's women with university degrees who fare even worse. Angela Jackson's reviewed data from the Bureau of Statistics and found an alarming trend emerging in the workplace. She says it's clear that when times get tough, jobs held by educated women are more likely to be made redundant.
And it's a real concern because for young women in particular, you know, these are critical years in the labour market before they have children, where the experience that they get will influence their lifelong earnings.
Last Friday, Melinda Rodd received a notice from Centrelink saying she was eligible for JobSeeker. But just a few days ago, she was finally offered a new position as a brand manager. Desperate to avoid being put on government income assistance, she took the job, but she'd hoped for a better role.
So I was forced to take something really fast, and this was the best option that had come up at that time, because otherwise then you've got to work for the dole and do courses. And the courses they offered, I could probably teach. So I felt like I was going backwards.
Leonora Reese is a lecturer in economics at Melbourne's RMIT University. She's told PM there is evidence that as COVID restrictions ease, it's men returning to the office while women stay at home. And that trend is amplifying workplace gender inequality.
And going forward, there is a threat to gender equality if we see disproportionately more women staying at home, working from home, not being present in the office in order to have impact, in order to work their way up the ladder. And if they have to switch into a new job because their job opportunities have dried up in their previous industry, then they're starting at the bottom of the ladder again. So there's a lot of factors working against gender equality looking towards the future.
And it's all posing psychological hurdles for working age women. Recruitment firms are reporting the top priority for candidates now looking for positions is job security. Recruiter Erin Devlin says ambition has gone out the window, revealing that many women say they just want a job that'll still exist at the end of the year.
There's been a little bit of instability, obviously, in the last year. So it's knocked a few people about with their confidence. So we have definitely in the last few months seen people more willing to accept different types of roles or looking more at contracting, temp and contract work, maybe a slightly lower pay scale, for example. And at this stage, people are thinking about what's going to work for them and their family.
Brand manager Melinda Rodd says she's just glad to be back in a job because that's better than the alternative.
It set me back a year. I had plans to buy a new car and do lots of things and go on holidays and everything. And so I lost all that. So I actually feel like I got robbed a year of my life, to be honest. Yeah.
Brand manager Melinda Rodd with our business reporter David Taylor.